This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 25th, A.D. 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigeria, Africa led the world for Christian martyrs in 2021, according to Open Doors. Last year, Muslim militants killed 4,650 Christians, up from 3,530 martyrs in 2020. Also, Nigeria headed up the list for kidnapped Christians as well, at 2,527 last year, up from 990 in 2020. According to the report, China was ahead on the number of churches attacked in 2021. Psalm 37 verses 12 through 15 reminds us that God is in control. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Cuban Protestants were the most persecuted group among those rising up against communist oppression last summer, reports Cubanet.org. Tensions between the Protestant churches and the Cuban government have increased since the adoption of the new Cuban Communist Constitution in 2019. Of particular concern was the pro-homosexual position taken by the communists. It reversed the creation ordinance of, quote, marriage as an exclusive union between a man and a woman, end quote. Consequently, an alliance of evangelical churches has been organized. The Pentecostal and Reformed Christian churches have recently removed themselves from the official church council in Cuba. They disagree with the, quote, implementation of a comprehensive sexuality education program with a focus on gender and sexual and reproductive rights in the centralized state education system, end quote. Protestants make up 7% of Cuba's population. Please pray for our Cuban brothers and sisters in Christ, standing strong against the communist endorsement of homosexuality in the schools. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem's recommended legislation to designate a, quote, moment of silence, end quote, and a, quote, opportunity for voluntary prayer, end quote, was shot down in the State House Education Committee on Friday by a vote of 9-6, reports the Argus Leader. Some states, like Ohio and Florida, have enacted similar legislation. Last year, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that designates time each day for students to, quote, reflect and be able to pray as they see fit, end quote. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case brought by Students for Fair Admission, charging unfair policies based on, quote, ethnic origins, end quote. At issue, Harvard University and the University of North Carolina are accused of discriminating against Asian Americans in their undergraduate admissions in favor of other minorities. An estimated 50,000 people participated in the March for Life in our nation's capital on Friday, commemorating the 49th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court abortion decision known as Roe v. Wade, reported CBN. Listen to what Katie Shaw, a lady with Down syndrome, had to say.
My name is Katie Shaw from Indianapolis, Indiana. I am 36 years old, and I have Down syndrome. I am happy to be here today in the fight for the dignity of human life. For all unborn babies diagnosed with a disability or not, I believe equality for you, me, and everyone started in the womb. I am proud to be here to march to show the world that people with a disability or not need to have the chance to show the world God's plan for them. My parents found out I had serious medical issues and Down syndrome when my mom was 5 months pregnant with me. My parents never thought about aborting me.
Then on Saturday, Former Vice President Mike Pence told the National Pro-Life Summit in Washington, D.C. that, quote, more than two-thirds of all babies with Down syndrome in the United States are killed in their mother's wombs, end quote. He pointed out the eugenics motive still operating. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, once wrote that eugenics was, quote, the most adequate and thorough avenue in the solution of racial, political, and social problems, end quote. Pence said, quote, today, Planned Parenthood shamelessly builds on Margaret Sanger's legacy, end quote. Psalm 5, verses 6 through 7 says, you shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. And finally, market instability continued Monday with a 1,000-point bounce down and up for the Dow. The Nasdaq has lost all of its 2021 gains since February 5th. The tech index has witnessed a 13% drop since November. And Bitcoin dipped to $36,000 over the weekend, reversing all of its gains made since February of 2021. Cryptocurrency has lost almost half its market capitalization since November, settling around $1.62 trillion on Monday. As of mid-Monday, Moderna, the vaccine company, was down a brutal 71% from its 2021 high. Plus, Netflix was down 48%, and Microsoft was down 20%. Meanwhile, gold held steady at $1,843 per ounce, up $9 on Monday. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.